In this bulletin, the latest on the coronavirus, Donald Trump delivers the annual State of the Union address and Labor to push for a Senate inquiry into the so-called sports fraud scandal. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. Authorities have confirmed two Australians are among the 10 people who tested positive for coronavirus on board a cruise ship in Japan. Japan has quarantined the ship, the Diamond Princess, which was carrying 3,711 people. Health Minister Greg Hunt says he's been advised the Australians will be taken to Japan for treatment.
The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has been able to confirm that there are two Australians with coronavirus on a cruise ship in Japan. They will be provided medical assistance and I'm advised will be given passage to an appropriate medical facility in Japan, and we thank the Japanese government for that.
People on the ship were being tested after a passenger from Hong Kong who was on the vessel last month contracted the virus. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has labelled racist sentiments directed at Chinese people amid the coronavirus outbreak as reprehensible. Members of the Chinese community in Australia have reported an increase in racially motivated and targeted attacks on public transport, in schools and in the workplace. Mr. Morrison says Chinese Australians should be proud of the way they've conducted themselves.
The way you have supported each other, the way you've acted in such a responsible fashion, on occasions with great provocation, which I've found reprehensible.
United States President Donald Trump has delivered the annual State of the Union address. The speech, delivered to members of the House of Representatives and the Senate, is being made in the same chamber where Mr. Trump was impeached less than 3 months ago. The address is used to deliver a budget message and an economic report to the nation, and also allows the president to propose a legislative agenda. Mr. Trump says the US is thriving under his leadership.
3 years ago, we launched the Great American Comeback. Tonight, I stand before you to share the incredible results. Jobs are booming, incomes are soaring, poverty is plummeting, crime is falling, and our country is thriving and highly respected again.
Labor says it will push for a Senate inquiry into the so-called sports fraud scandal. Bridget McKenzie resigned as Deputy Nationals leader on Sunday after a report by the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet found that she'd breached ministerial standards in her handling of the government's $100 million community sports grant program. That report contradicted an earlier finding made by the Auditor General, which found Senator McKenzie's office used the grant program to funnel money into marginal seats ahead of last year's federal election. Labor's sports spokesman, Don Farrell, says some questions have not been properly answered.
We wish to investigate what the minister did, the relationship between her office and that of the Prime Minister, and to find out why there was no accountability and no transparency in the awarding of these grants.
Parents dealing with infant deaths, premature births and stillbirths could soon have access to 12 months unpaid parental leave. It's the same amount of unpaid leave parents of healthy babies are able to access, and the changes are expected to be made through legislation flagged for later this year. Attorney General Christian Porter says the current entitlement of 6 weeks of guaranteed unpaid parental leave is insufficient. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, mostly sunny, 31. Adelaide, sunny and 31 degrees. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 27. Hobart, also partly cloudy, 23. Canberra, much the same, 28. Wollongong, showers, 24. Sydney, showers and 27. Newcastle, much the same, 26. Brisbane, rain at times, 26. Cairns, a possible shower, 33. And Darwin, partly cloudy and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.